A new refugee resettlement agency based in Northwest Arkansas appears to be on track for U.S. State Department approval. As Jacqueline Froelich of Arkansas Public Media reports, the group aims to triple the number of refugees relocated to the state, and Governor Asa Hutchinson's on board, even as a fellow Republican, the state's senior U.S. senator, steadfastly opposes it.
Clint Schneckloth, pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville, was scrolling through his Twitter feed last autumn when words from Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson stopped him cold.
He wouldn't allow the large resettlement to happen in his state.
Referring to a surge of 10,000 Syrian refugees, the Obama administration vowed to resettle in the U.S. Globally, 65 million men, women, and children fled their home countries in 2015, fearing persecution due to race, ethnicity, social practices, or religious beliefs. This year, 85,000 will be allowed to come to the U.S. In Arkansas, Catholic Charities Immigration Services is the only agency allowed to resettle refugees, just 35 cases a year. So Pastor Schneckloth is opening a Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service affiliate. He's named Canopy. Emily Crane Lynn, Canopy's resettlement director, says if all goes well, as many as 100 refugees will be accommodated a year.
We're focusing on Fayetteville and Springdale, although we eventually would like to resettle refugees all throughout Northwest Arkansas.
A tiny fraction of global refugees are approved by the UN Refugee Agency for resettlement after going through a gauntlet of security checks. Those entering the U.S. go through a second tier of screenings. Individuals are then assigned to one of nine U.S. resettlement agencies and matched to one of 300 suitable community affiliates. Pending October 1st approval by the U.S. State Department, Canopy's first refugees could arrive in Arkansas by early December. They've already hired an employment specialist and met with healthcare agencies, schools, and housing authorities. And this summer, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson paid a visit to Canopy headquarters.
We're delighted that there is an organization that helps to assimilate, to help support refugees that come in, because if there's going to be refugees here, they need to have an integration of the local community. They don't need to be isolated. We need to have information to the extent possible on these refugees. Again, I've advocated in times past that we have a higher level of vetting, but that's a decision up to the federal government.
The governor says the state's refugee coordinator will monitor the new group, but Arkansas senior U.S. Senator John Bozeman says he's against any refugee resettlement in the state.
I think that the number one responsibility of the federal government is national security. And the fact that ISIS has said that they would infiltrate the groups coming to Europe and the United States, I think the security risk outweigh everything else, so I'm very much opposed to it.
Fayez Arso, his wife and daughter, who are Orthodox Christians, fled Mosul, Iraq, to avoid violent persecution by Islamic State insurgents. He says they had to choose between forced conversion to Islam or being killed. Moving to the Ozarks, he says, was strange at first.
I have no any idea for North Africa before I came in, but now I am very excited.
The once prosperous railway electrical engineer continues to search for a job. His family, he says, lost everything, their home and careers, but they're together and safe and rebuilding a new life in Springdale, Arkansas. I'm Jacqueline Froelich for Arkansas Public Media.